Good morning. Welcome to Alive Christian Ministries Sunday morning service. We hope that you'll be blessed. Before we start, here are some greetings from some familiar faces.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again.
Hi guys, hope you're all feeling really well and rested during this lockdown. I pray that you are all safe and you are all in good health. Myself and the family have been enjoying resting time, and life is much different than it usually is. Heaven knows how Holly's going to cope going back to school. She doesn't get up till lunchtime, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Stay safe, God bless, and take care, everyone. Bye!
Hi everyone, hopefully you'll recognise us as the Hill family, although we do look a little bit different at the moment. Desperately all need haircuts, this is not a good look for any of us. But anyway, we just thought we'd come on here to say that we're missing you all loads. We can't wait to get back to church and see you all. We hope that you're keeping safe and that you're keeping well, and we will see you all soon. Bye!
We'll meet again. Some sunny day.
So will you please say hello to the folks that we know? Tell them we won't be long.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when.
But I know we'll meet again. Some sunny day.
Well,
lots of love
from Bristol. Bye. Hello,
everyone
alive.
Okay.
Keeping well.
See you all
soon.
Bye.
People alive.
Miss you.
I
miss you.
See you
soon.
They'll be happy to know that as your souls go.
Step down from glory.
Hi everyone, it's Darren here, Children's Chief and Family Worker here at Alive. I hope you're all well, staying safe and staying home during this lockdown. Phil has asked me to pop on to give you a really quick rundown of what I've been up to whilst in lockdown. Well, it started off the first week of lockdown, not really doing that much, but then it's actually moved on to being really, really busy. I've been talking to my friend Anthony, who lives down in Haywards Heath, in West Sussex. He works for Haywards Heath Methodist Church as their youth worker. We had a quick chat and came up with the idea of actually, why don't we run Youth Alpha with our two groups? One, they get to know each other, ready for camp that will be at the end of July, fingers crossed. And the other is that we can actually use two brains to come up with some really cool stuff we can do with our young people. And it's worked out really well. We've just completed week number three and we're moving on to week number four next week. And it's a really good opportunity for our young people to explore their faith a little bit more. I know Youth Alpha is usually run for those new to the faith. Actually, it can be quite helpful for all of us to redo that course to remind us what this Christian faith, this faith that we follow, is all about. So that's what we've been doing with our youth on a Monday. Wednesdays, we usually meet with what we've called the loft, which is living out faith together. We would usually obviously meet in the building and do a Bible study. Well, actually, we moved that to the Monday to join you around Anthony's group. So Wednesdays was left open. So what we thought, actually, do you know what? Let's join around Anthony again. So on a Wednesday night, we join in again, and me and Anthony run some quizzes, run some games. There's a short little task for people to do between one Wednesday to the next, which is really cool. So we're just joining our group together a lot more, just to, one is to share resources, and two, so our young people get to know their young people, like I said, for camp. Sundays is a really big day for us, because we actually are running a Sunday church via Zoom for our children and youth of the church, which is absolutely amazing. We have been hearing the word. We've been hearing what people have been up to. We've been worshipping. We've been playing games. We've been doing lots and lots of stuff. And it's just been an amazing process to move online. And it started off a bit hard, but it's starting to get easy, and it's starting to find its feet, and it's starting to flow really nicely. One of the success stories I want to share with you today is that of a young guy who came to us. He is Beaver Age, which I think is 5 to 8, 6 to 8, something like that. He came and joined us for a church service badge, which was really cool. No other churches are running at the moment, so we are the only one, I think, that are doing an online service for young people here in Bridgewater. So he came along and joined in with our service for his church service badge. He had that much fun and enjoyed it so much, hearing the word, worshipping, that he is going to join us again this coming Sunday. So praise God for that. And it just opened up my eyes to think, actually, do you know what, Darren? God is still working. God is still working through us. Whether that's through the love that we're giving to one another, whether that's the love we're sharing by doing people's shopping, whether that's the love we're just doing by staying home and saving people's lives. Yes, staying at home, you are doing a big thing. And that is also showing God's love to one another. You're going to hear an amazing song later on in this service video, which I've had on repeat for most of the week. So I hope you will enjoy it. I think that's all for me. Phil's going to pray next, and following that, we're going to have a song. But what's left for me is I just want to say thank you so much for still supporting me in my role here at Align. And stay safe, stay home, and I hopefully will get to see you all again soon. So take care and God bless. And may God bless every single one of you, everyone of your homes, and also all of your family. Guys, I will see you soon. Cheerio.
Father God, on this special weekend, when we remember the sacrifices made during the Second World War, we reach out to you today just to continue to pray for all those people who are affected by the coronavirus outbreak. We pray, Lord, that you'll bring healing, comfort and release to everybody who has been affected. And Father God, that through that, our nation will draw together as it did in 1945. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done and continue to do. And we bless your holy name. On this Sunday, this special Sunday, we just look forward to everything we're going to do today. And we hope that everyone will be drawing together as God's community in Bridgewater and beyond. Amen. Only you can.
Today's Bible passage is from Matthew 6, verses 25 through to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow it is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says on several occasions and in using different illustrations how important it is that we should not be anxious. We should not be worried. I think at this time in our nation's history, that is an important message that we need to really absorb into ourselves. This weekend, we have, of course, been celebrating the 75th anniversary of V-Day. And the generation that were involved in the defeat of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan in 1945 remain a shining example to us all, in terms of their fortitude, in terms of their determination not to give in to tyranny, in terms of their absolute commitment to going forward into a brighter, better world. And we, of the next or the following generations, have been privileged to live in a world where their sacrifice has paid off through peace, through democracy, and through all the blessings that have come into this world. And it is through their steadfastness, their faithfulness, and their desire to fight against tyranny and against evil that we are where we are. We owe them an immense debt of gratitude. That generation had a huge amount of confidence that the cause they were fighting for was right, and it was grounded in a firm biblical knowledge of the fact that Jesus stood up for those who are in need, stood up for those who are oppressed, stood up for those who were outside the ordinary, outside the privileged. Jesus spent a lot of his time with sinners, with the poor, with the needy, with the dispossessed. His focus was for the whole of humanity, not just for the privileged few. He didn't come in as a king. He came in as the son of a carpenter. And that is an encouraging thought, because it shows that Jesus really understood and continues to understand the challenges that face not the great and the good, but the ordinary. That is not to say that the great and the good cannot make a difference. And I have to say that our current queen is a shining example of steadfastness, a shining example of Christian faith, a shining example to us all. And we are very fortunate, I think, in this nation to have her as our head of state. Be anxious for nothing. Jesus made it clear that God's care and provision extended way beyond everything that we look at and consider to be commonplace. He was concerned with the birds of the air. And I can hear the birds of the air even now. He was concerned about the beauty of creation. And yet he said, look, this is my care for my creation. How much more do I care for you? How much more do I care for your needs? So why are you worrying? Why are you getting concerned? We live in a nation now where stress, where concern, where worry actually contributes to our ill-being. People are hospitalised because they are stressed. They have to have all kinds of treatments. They take pills for their blood pressure. I do as well. But they do because their stress levels go up and up and up. Jesus just says, look, why? Why? It's not going to help you. In fact, it says in the scripture, not 1 hour extra will be added to your life because of your worry. And that is so true. We know that people who are anxious, that people that get worried, that people get concerned, will probably end up with some kind of health problem. And Jesus says, well, why? Why are you doing it? Your Heavenly Father is looking out for you. Your Heavenly Father is ensuring that you have everything you need. Your Heavenly Father is making sure you have the food that you need, the clothes that you need, everything about you. He is aware of your needs. Our problem is that we do not acknowledge God. We expect to put food on our table, put clothes on our back through our own efforts. We do not acknowledge that this glorious creation is from God. He has provided everything that we need. We just try and take and take and take and do not accept the gracious provision of God our Father. And more to the point, we take more. We take more and more. Big news story this week has been the economy is about to go into the deepest recession for, I think it was 300 years. I don't quite know how they work that out. It's going to be very difficult and things like that. God's creation is abundant. God's creation is sufficient to sustain us all. He will continue to provide. Our economic cleverness may provide some sort of bounce back. The government is borrowing huge amounts of money to plug these gaps. And I haven't heard anybody, I haven't heard a single politician of any type saying, perhaps we should just ask God to provide. Perhaps we should just ask God to sustain us through these difficult times. And perhaps then we can celebrate and rejoice when release comes from coronavirus. I would love the nation to fall on its knees. I would love the nation to cry out to God, He who created this world, He who has provided for us in so many ways. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. In this passage, Jesus makes it so clear that our anxiety and our concerns are not going to help. He says, tomorrow can look after itself. Let's focus on today. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know which plan is going to be adopted. But we do know that as with today, Jesus will still be on the throne tomorrow. We do know that this remains God's world. We do know that this creation will continue to be sustained. Whenever I've had the privilege of flying large distances, I'm not a great fan of sitting at the window seat, but I do like to see the full splendour of God's creation. When I used to fly to Kenya, a lot of the journey was over the Sahara Desert. And it's quite a sight from that sort of level. It's generally clear, and for literally thousands of miles, you see the deserts. But occasionally, you spot something green, and it's like brilliant green. Sometimes the plane used to fly down the Nile Valley, and you could see the strip of the Nile surrounded by the desert. Occasionally, you would see an oasis. Occasionally, you would see some other flash of brilliance of green in that massive expanse of desert. And it just shows how wonderfully balanced, how wonderfully planned, and how wonderfully proportionate this world is. How in those incredibly difficult environments, God provided the necessary and continues to provide the necessary to allow people to live. The Nile Valley was for thousands of years the breadbasket of the world. It was where so much food was grown because of that superabundance through the Nile flooding, through the mud that was laid every year, regular as clockwork, and through that people would be fed. And of course, we know from Joseph that Egypt was so abundant that even in times of famine, people could go to Egypt and be fed. And that is the nature of God's creation. Things occasionally go awry in terms of environmental issues. We have floods, we have droughts, we have all these sort of issues. But God has balanced the world so that in any circumstance, there is sufficient for all. If only they would look to Him, if only they would look to what He has provided. People, as I said, are greedy. They will take more than is their due. They will take from the earth way beyond that which they need. And as a consequence, some people do suffer. As I think I said at a previous sermon, it's scandalous that people in this world starve to death when this world is just so abundant. And I pray to God that He will convict people's hearts and minds, that they will recognise that that sort of greed has no place in God's world. It certainly has no place in God's kingdom. And we are focused on God's kingdom. We should just reach out in our hearts and in our prayers to Almighty God, that He will continue to bless and encourage us within Alive Christian Ministries, that He will continue to bless and encourage the people in the Christian community of Bridgewater and Somerset, and that He will convict people's hearts and minds away from greed, away from the temptations which drive them from God, draw close to Him and allow Him to be the blessing that He seeks. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be taken forward, and He wants us not to spend all our lives worrying and getting concerned about how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. God has sorted it all out. Let us draw close to Him. And in the weeks ahead, while we continue in lockdown and beyond that, I pray that God will speak to us clearly, that God will direct us, direct this nation, and take us to a new, special, close relationship with him. This nation often boasts of its special relationship with the Americans. Not sure that's something to be boasted about at this time, but I would be thrilled if the nation started boasting about its special relationship with Jesus. And that's my hope and my prayer, that people of this nation will have a special relationship with Jesus, and that through that, the relationship that Jesus has with the rest of the world will flood out. I thank God for all the many selfless people out there who are going out and doing many things. I had the privilege to go to a charity this week, and it was moving. It was very moving to see people sacrificing so much to help people in need. And that is part of God's spirit. That is part of God's intent. And I pray that that will continue. And on this Sunday, which I think is the eighth Sunday since lockdown began, I pray that we and Life Christian Ministries will draw closer and closer together. I encourage you all to send pictures or short videos to Darren on a regular basis, so that, like at the beginning of the service, we'll have a few greetings from our congregation and others, just to sort of share within each other the solidarity that exists within God's kingdom and our desire to see his kingdom come. Father God, I just thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, for all that you continue to do, all that you continue to provide in this world. I thank you, Father, for the abundance that you have brought into this world. Help us, Lord, not to be anxious. Help us, Lord, not to be concerned about the things that we can do nothing about, but rather allow you to be God. Allow you to be that which provides all our needs. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And so we move to our final bits of worship, and I pray that this will really bless and encourage you. Amen.
Singing when the evening comes. strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. You've done for me.
Oh,
May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children. And the children.